get your word of God out. And it's really, and I believe the Lord really wants you to see all these scriptures I'm going to give to you tonight. I'm really going to mean a lot to you. And so if you don't have a copy of God's word, then be sure that you at least write these scriptures down and you go back and you refer to them just a little bit later again. Just keep praying, you guys, for Frances Holland. Some of you know Frances. Her mother had her homegoing service today. So just pray for them and their family. And I know they would really, really appreciate that. Now, next Wednesday night, we're going to do something really different. Next Wednesday night, we're still going to come in here and we're going to have worship. After that, we're going to kind of break up into a couple different groups. And that is what has usually been our Alive groups that would happen normally on a Sunday night. But this Sunday, there is a lot of graduations. And so we will not be doing that this Sunday night. But next Wednesday night, we will do that. We'll come in here for worship, give everybody time to get in here, get everything situated. Then the group that has been meeting in the hospitality room, we're going to really push this Sunday. Hopefully, there'll be a lot of people come try this out. And I'm going to refer to it even a little bit here tonight. You'll hear it weaved in the message. But the teaching it's a great teaching on power from on high. The person and work of the Holy Spirit. And that would be a great time. In here, we'll be showing a part of the video series of John Bevere on Driven by Eternity. And so it's just a great time also. So you're going to have those two options. You don't want to miss those. It's going to be a great time together. All right. Now, I've got a lot I want to say tonight, but then really, I just know the Holy Ghost is going to bring this alive to you. It's in such a manner that I want to say it right, but I just know the Holy Ghost, I just let Him go, and He'll make it applicable to you how you need this and how that you will receive it. Before we get into this, I mean, for me, and I believe you're kind of the same way, I just do not want to accept average. I don't want to live average. Anybody else like that out here with me? I don't want average power. I don't want an average anything. I want the super abundance, the supernatural. I want the supercharge of the Holy Ghost. Does anybody else want to experience life like that? I don't want just what everybody else has done or going to do. I want what God is doing in a new way. Having said that, there's a couple of words I want to put into your spirit tonight. And one of those is fellowship fulfillment. I want you just begin to get a hold of that, get around that. Fellowship fulfillment. Another one would be eternal life now. So I'm kind of doing this backwards. I really should come to that, but I just frame that into your spirit. Let the Holy Ghost begin to do some work on you on fellowship fulfillment and eternal life right now. As we look at this together, we've been talking about how the Spirit shapes you, how He forms you. We've spent a lot of times the last several months and many services about that. We've talked about that we are an image of God, been made in His image. And so we've talked about same image. We've talked about joint heir, that you and I are a joint heir with Jesus. And so that makes us 100% heirs. You're not 50% partnership. You're 100% heir. Everything that Jesus has, you now have. Can I hear you out there? All right, on a Wednesday night, I feel a long way from you today. Usually I'm down there, but as a joint heir, if you're a joint heir, everything that you're inheriting, the source, it's all yours. Are you catching that? And so everything that Jesus has, as the scripture says in John 16, I won't get there that far tonight, but He says, I take what is mine, it's from the Father, and I declare it to you. So everybody say, that's mine. All right, so I think we've kind of accomplished that. I've also threw in there heaven on earth. We talked about that in the last a couple of weeks. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I put before you that heaven on earth is inside of you. Heaven on earth is not your favorite vacation spot. That's a good thing, but that's not your favorite. Heaven on earth is not being debt-free. You are debt-free. Jesus paid it all for you. But what we discovered is heaven on earth is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The glory of God is not some meeting you go to and somebody lays their hands on and prays for you and you have an experience you've never had. Heaven on earth is the glory of God, Christ in you, and all of God's glory He designed to move it through you. And the moment you begin to realize that, we're going to tap onto that again tonight, then you become more than average. And when you realize that, you can't be average. And when you realize that, you can't fit in to average. You see, I don't want to live by routine. I want to live by revelation. Amen. I want the more. I want always more and living and moving inside of me. So now we've learned, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom. Where is the kingdom? The kingdom of God is not organizations and buildings. Now, we may use buildings and we may use organizations. They're not bad things. You look like you feel pretty good in a building tonight. You look like you appreciate we've got some order around here and somebody cleaned the restroom since the last time we came. And we didn't just wait to see who God moved on to do it. We had it planned. There was a little order put to this thing. And so organization is not bad. Jesus exemplified organization. When he had the little boy's lunch and he took that, he said, set them down into groups of 50. And then he did the miraculous, okay? He chose 12 people. He discipled then, poured himself into particularly three. I mean, he got a lot of stuff going on. And God tells his whole revelation has a lot to do with numbers. We're not going to get into all that. But the kingdom is not building, and the kingdom is not organization, but the kingdom, now I want you to get this, is the Spirit in you. Watch that. The kingdom is the Spirit in you. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So where is it going to be done? Where is His kingdom going to be established? Inside of you. That's the reason I said sometimes we Pentecostals get excited and you think it's because of style of something, but it's because the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost is inside of us. They're living in us and they just get excited. And when they get excited, we get excited. So having said that, John 14, let me back up, because John 15:7, you really need this to frame a little bit later where I want to go. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. How many would agree with me that is fulfillment? I mean, that's fulfillment. The word of God in you, you ask what you want and according to the desire of the Holy Spirit of God praying through you and it's done. Now, if you back up a chapter, you just frame that. John 14:12. Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. Now watch that. Say that again. I say to you, he who believes in me. How many of you believe in Jesus? Come on Wednesday night, you got to talk to me. How many believe in Jesus? All right. The works that I do, he will do also. How many believe that's the Word of God? So how many then begin to see, if I wouldn't go any farther tonight and I'd quit right now, how many would begin to see the expectation that Jesus has on you is that you will do what He did? That's not average. That's supernatural. That's supercharged. So if you take a look at this, He wants you to do this. Excuse me, I'm good. So let's do this again. So the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these, he will do How many are lined up for the greater right now? Say amen. How many? That was about three of you. The rest of you are like, well, tonight you're not going to leave here average. So watch this, all right? The greater works than these he will do. Because I go to my Father. Now, what I want you to see this, the results of the kingdom of God inside of you, the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost inside of you, is that you will do greater works. The result of the fellowship with them in you, and you in them, you will do greater works. You will experience empowerment. Everybody lift a hand right now. Come on, lift it up. Say, I am ready to receive empowerment. Amen. Power from on high. You will receive power from on high. Now, Jesus, he modeled this. When he talked about the kingdom, he said, in 3 days, I'm going to tear down the temple and rebuild it. They had their mind on buildings. But he modeled it was in the spirit. The kingdom is not in the material. The kingdom is into things that are not made with man's hands. And that, friend, is a supernatural. That's even the reason why he said you've got to be born again. We talked about that a week ago Sunday. That's to be born again. You're going to be born into the same image of the Father. You're going to have spiritual eyes and you're going to have spiritual ears. You're going to be born in the Spirit. So having had all of that in mind, I want to put before you tonight is that eternal life starts right now. I want to put before you that you are living in eternal life right now. I'm going to put before you tonight that your fulfillment doesn't have to wait until you die and are with Him in glory. There's some elements about heaven that we do not experience here right now. But there are the core element of heaven you can experience right now. Or he would not have said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He would not have said this unless he intended for you to exercise this. He would not have said, ask what you will and it will be done for you, if he didn't intend for you to ask and he didn't plan to do it. So I put before you, fulfillment is here now. Now, right now, big difference between us living here and in heaven is in heaven, there'll be no more night. How many got that? There'll be no more sorrows. I mean, we know those things exist. And that's going to be. But I'm going to put before you, instead of framing in your spirit, say, I'm going to give you a key tonight that just might be the key for you to begin to experience the miraculous. When I look at this, and Jesus said, the works that I do, and you'll do greater. I want that. Does anybody else want that? I'm just radical enough, I want that. If it was offered to me in the contract, I want that. I want to experience that. I don't want routine. I don't want just normal. I want to see it in a greater way. I believe he promised it, and I believe we're going to experience it. Anybody else with me like that? So we tend to think when we say eternal life that it's when we're a certain age or a tragedy happens or whatever, and we die from this life. Then all of a sudden, we enter this bliss of eternal life. But I want to prove to you tonight that you're already living in eternal life. And the moment you begin to understand that I'm not just struggling to get by right now, and oh God, just help me another day till I can make it there. And oh, it's going to be good. I love the song too, but when we all get to heaven. But if we'd all get it together right now, we could have heaven on earth. All right? So how many with me on this trip? How many can, are you got a little stir, a little bit of question there? If he said I could do the greater works, then I want to do them. And I want to experience heaven on earth. I want to know what he was talking about. And so the first thing I've got to realize that I'm already living in eternity. Number one, get that down. You're already living in eternity. You don't wait till 30 years from now or when you're 90 or 95 or 120 or whatever you figure or whatever you think genetically, whatever you put into your frame of expectation. But realize, number one, right now, you are now living eternal life. You're now living in your eternity. It's not going to stop. The only difference is when you die, you're absent from this body, and you've gone on to the next transformation. But you will go ahead and live. Whether you're with God or whether you're without God, you're still going to live. I prefer to live with God, not in outer darkness. Anybody else with me on that? I think most Wednesday night folks would agree with me on that. All right, so I hope I have your attention. I hope that I haven't complicated this too much. And let's just look at this just for a moment. First step is John 10:10. Jesus says, I come that you might have life and to have life more abundantly. He was not just talking about when you die from this earth and you go to be with him in glory. He was saying that my glory, my power can be on you now because I intend on you doing greater works. The greater works, friends, is not later, it's now. Now then, you go to 1 John. You might want to live here for a moment, and you might want to look this up a little bit later because you're really going to, this is going to fascinate you. 1 John, the first chapter. I've got to read these. It's very important that I use all of these. 1 John, the first chapter. Here's what he says. That which was from the beginning. What was from the beginning? The Word. The Word's always been, right? We could go back to John 1:1. You can do that a little bit later. That which was from the beginning, which we heard, which we see. In other words, we saw the Word, we heard the Word in Jesus with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have touched, handled. John's saying to you, we actually handled God. Oh, that'll excite somebody. We actually handled the eternal Word of God. Because he says concerning the Word of life. Verse 2, the life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witness, and declare to you, watch this, that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and which we have heard, we declare to you, that you also, watch this, may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write that your joy may be full. You had it all right there. Now we go to the second chapter. 1 John, the second chapter, verse 24. Two verses, 24 and 25. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. Remember back to John 15:7. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. All right, and watch what this goes on. Now I'm going to skip right over to chapter 4, verse 15, one verse. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Let's do a test. How many in this room can confess that Jesus is the Son of God? Then I declare to you, come on, did you vote? How many declare Jesus is the Son of God? I declare to you right now that all of heaven then is deposited in you. You can't get God unless you get heaven. You can't get God and not get heaven. How many hear me on this? He said right there, read again. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. My friends, that is fellowship fulfillment. One more scripture. You're going to love this. Chapter 5, verse 6. I'm going to read 6 through 12. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven. Watch this, because you're going to see heaven on earth. Watch this. In heaven, the Father, the Word, that's who Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, these three are one. So three bear witness in heaven. Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And there are three that bear witness on earth. The next verse. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. Now how can we be all fellowship in one? Because Jesus came by the Word. He is the Word. And He came by water, and He came by blood, right? And He gave to us the Spirit. We're all in the family. Now watch what He says here. The Spirit, the water, and the blood, these three agree as one. Verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which He has testified of His Son. Now hang on to this. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. How many believe in the Son of God? How many tell me you believe in the Son of God? Then you've got the witness of God in you already. Hallelujah. God is witnessing in and through you. This is complete fellowship. Then he says, he who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. Verse 11 and 12 are huge. And this is the testimony that God gives. That God has given us eternal life. And that this life is in the Son. Now watch this. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I spent all night just to get to verse 12. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I reiterate this again and believe that tonight you're living for God is going to have a transformation with the understanding that your eternal life has already started. Eternal life in God is now. Eternal life is not something reserved for later after you die. You are now living heaven on earth. Heaven on earth is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost inside of you. The glory inside of you. And that glory inside of you is the eternal life of the Word of God. And the Word of God is eternal life. How many got all that? So I'm saying to you, fulfillment is in you. You don't need another car. You don't need another house. You don't have to change your style of clothing, because all that's going to do, that's just going to go out. You got to get another one. You got to repaint. You got to do maintenance. You got to do all that. But what is inside of you is really the fulfillment that you're looking for. Heaven on earth is not being financially free. Heaven on earth is, hallelujah, is the glory of the presence of the mighty God, who is the eternal Word and the eternal life living and breathing inside of you. That's what it is. So the moment you begin to frame, eternal life starts now. This is huge. It's not one of these times you're going to run around the building tonight. But you've got to make a decision that what God has is for me right now. Let me give you a news break flash right now. There is no stress in the Spirit. Need to write it down, somebody. Somebody needs to put that on your visor. Somebody needs to put that on your refrigerator. Where you go get the ice cream. Put it right there. Put it on your checkbook. Put it on your laptop screen. Whatever you got to do. Put it on a screensaver. There is no stress in the Spirit. Eternal life in God. We preached about it. We sang about, oh, it's bliss. Well, it's now. It starts now. In other words, I'll put it this way. There's no reason for you to wait to start living like that later. Am I making it plain now? Start living like that now. All right? You say, well, so I'm going to stretch you way out there. Imagine how you're going to live in heaven. Start living that way now. You say, well, Pastor, I can't do that because, well, then I'm going to have a transformed body. Right now, I got to deal with this and I got to deal with that. Well, he told you by his stripes you're healed. That's how you deal with it right now. So, see, that's where faith comes in. Right now, I deal with life by faith in the Son of God. I don't need faith in heaven. I'm not going to need faith then. I'm not going to need that because it's all right there. But right now, it comes to me by faith. Fulfillment comes to me by faith. The fellowship, the fulfillment of the Son of God in you is all the life you need. And it's abundant life. And when you get a hold of that, that's when you're going to begin to do greater works. I know that some of you have a few energy lulls during the day, and you take your B12 or you get your shot of caffeine or you do whatever you've got to do or wherever you're at to make it through the rest of the day. But I'm praying that you'll let your spirit get the shot of the Holy Ghost who is manifesting to you this kind of exponential life that is yours. Hallelujah. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if I can have that life now. Well, then what are you going to do with the scripture, Hebrews 13:8? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. The Jesus that is in you is no different than the Jesus you're going to live with for eternity. Amen. The Jesus with you right now is the same Jesus that in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God. It's the same Word that became flesh. Now you can live like it now because it's the same Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not a different Jesus that's coming down out of the clouds. It's the same Jesus. The same one that went up is the same one that's coming down. And that's the same one that's inside of you right now. Somebody lift your hand right now and begin to praise God and say, let heaven on earth come alive inside of me right now. I want to move in full fellowship. Come on, just begin to praise Him. Just begin to give Him glory on this. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Think about it. That same power, that same spirit, that same life is in me right now. I don't have to wait till later. It's been buzzing in my spirit for days. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath the Son hath life. I'm going to ask you to put that into your spirit. For the next few days, I mean, just do this. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath the Son hath life. The Spirit will help you to begin to show you, you don't have to prove anything to anybody else. It's a flash for some of you. It's a news flash. There is no stress in the Spirit. In His fellowship, there's completeness. Hallelujah. I mean, it's just right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have it now. I have eternal life right now. I don't have to wait for better things to come. Better things are already here. How many hearing me on this? See, Jesus, he made the old sacrifice go away. He is the better covenant. It's all in Him. May I prophesy to you right now? In the name of Jesus, may your stress just all leave you right now. And may the Spirit of life, abundant life, erupt inside of you. Hallelujah. Erupt inside of you. He that hath the Son hath life. I declare over you now, you're going to begin to think differently. You're not going to think the ways of death. You're going to think the ways of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to think the ways of supernatural, not the ways of natural. Hallelujah. May the Spirit of God expand that into you. This may seem like, well, I don't know that I get all of this, but I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit's going to blossom this inside of you. He that hath the Son has life. It's all yours right now. I'm going to put it before you. Let's start living a little bit different. Come on, anybody with me on this? Let's start living a little bit. Let's start expecting a little bit more. Let's believing for a little bit more. The last thing you can do is the last thing you want to do is leave here and just get, well, there we go again. No, you want to move in a new way. If my words abide in you, I'll abide in you, you'll abide in me. You ask what you will, and it shall be done. It's all yours. Come on, raise your hands. Come on, just raise your hands. Come on. Just begin to praise Him right now. Come on, just begin to worship Him. In the name of Jesus, I believe that in you there is, in your spirit, there is no stress whatsoever. No stress whatsoever. And right now we are shifting our expectation from men to you. Right now we're shifting our expectation from men to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're breathing your life into our living right now. You've got supernatural destiny for each of us, oh God. Your plan is to demonstrate your glory through all of us. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. I'm believing right now, Heavenly Father, for supernatural empowerment over every person. Power from on high on every person right now. Supernatural right now. Supernatural right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those that need divine healing would realize that you, the resurrected one, the carrier of healing, is already inside them. You're greater than cancer. You're greater than any other disease. You're greater than any spirit of infirmity. You're greater.
Yes.
You're already there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. None beside you. Just like when the veil of the temple was rent, may all the restrictions that we've lived in and moved on, may they all be removed right now. No restricted access to you. You are completely in us. Oh, may we receive that. You are completely in us. And we are complete in you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are completely in us. Your power is completely in us. Your presence is completely in us. Your healing is completely in us. Your joy is completely in us. Your peace, your provision is completely in us. Hallelujah. We confess that you are the Son of God. We confess that you now live in us. Go ahead, give him your life again. Come on, just tell him it's all yours. Go ahead, tell him right now. It's just all yours, Lord. Just all yours. Now, Father, I pray over these that our spirits would be opened up. There'd not only be times of refreshing, but to be new revelations of you, O God. Our living will not be mundane. There'll be a spiritual supersonic surge. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Oh, come on. Let's change our posture for a moment. Would you just stand together with me and just begin to give spontaneous shouts of hallelujah. Come on, just let it out. Come on, just begin to soar in that fellowship for a few minutes. Move in that fellowship of His presence. Ah, He's opening up your eyes. He's opening up your spirit. He's opening up your mind. He's speaking to you. He's directing you. He's giving you security. Hallelujah. Ah, it's in you we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. 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 You got to go. We understand that. You want to stay and pray. You want to come around the front. You want to kneel. You want to walk around. You just want to stay there. Whatever you want to do. But let the Holy Spirit enrich fellowship on you. Enrich fellowship. Hallelujah. May you begin to live in the revelation of greater works. Hallelujah. May you begin to live with the understanding of that eternal life is right now. Heaven on earth is right now. Nothing else needs to happen. It's right now. It's right here, right now. The Spirit of God moving on you. May you move in the life of abundance. May you begin to experience dreams and visions. Hallelujah. Greater dreams and visions. More frequent dreams and visions. Stir your appetite for the supernatural. Live in the life of superabundance. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and to have it more abundantly. Oh, hallelujah unto Him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Oh, raise it up, raise it up, raise it up. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to you, mighty God. Oh, you're going to make a way where there seems to be no way. You split the sea. Oh, talabo sondi ye barabo kotoso. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Life, life in you. Living in you, an adventure in you, power in you, mystery in you, discovery in you, development in you, oh God. There is no stress in the Spirit. Receive that, everybody. Receive that, everyone. Online, let's receive it right now. There is no stress in the Spirit. God bless you.
You split the sea so I walk right through. My fear is bound perfectly.